Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the seventh Aliyah here. Another day here in Live with the Times. Shalach Lecha. The last Aliyah. And yeah, grateful to be here with all of you. Appreciate you. And don't forget to like, subscribe, share. Anyways, let's get into it. The seventh Aliyah goes in and talks about idolatry. Right, how to gain forgiveness for idolatry, how to act if somebody intentionally had idolatry, what happens? The person has kares, they're cut off from the people, they scorn the word of Hashem. And then it talks about Shabbat, desecrating the Shabbat, the wood gatherer, and then it talks about tzitzis. What does all these things have in common? What do these things have in common with Shalach Lecha? Why does this fit in this parsha? Right, Shalach Lecha happened, as we mentioned, for a few number of reasons. The people didn't believe that Hashem was with them. They didn't believe in themselves. They had low self-worth, right? And they thought that they knew better than Hashem, than they that they could stay in the desert and be better for them. But really, they had it. They worshipped themselves. They wanted out for themselves. And whereas all the other ones, I say Lecha, Lech Lecha, we were going to complete this with Hashem's help. The persons, they thought we're going to do it with our own might. And since we don't have enough might, we can't be successful. And this is a combination of idolatry. Idolatry means that I can do this, I don't need Hashem. Anytime that we're not, doesn't mean we don't do a histadlus, doesn't mean that we don't go and we do every effort that we need to do, but we know that Hashem is the one making us successful. I have to put in the effort, and Hashem will do the outcome. Right, and it's the same thing. This is the same thing with Shabbat. When a person's not keeping Shabbat, when they say, "Oh, Shabbat is something made up," or you know what, I would love to keep Shabbat, but I need to work. They're thinking that their work is more important, that Hashem doesn't run the world. Right, that Hashem's not the one who gives money. And this is likened to a person who has a jug of water, and they think that by putting another spout on the jug, they're going to get more water. What happens? The water comes out faster. Sure, you get more at one time, but you're going to have less later on. Stuff happens. God forbid the car's breaking down. God forbid the fridge isn't working. You got to fix things. Things are happening, getting tickets, things, Chas v'Shalom, coming to you that you weren't expecting. We ended up desecrating Shabbat, idolatry, and the tzitzis, right? Which correspond to the beged, to the garments, right, is supposed to be a tikkun for boged. Boged meaning, Rabbi Nachman talks about boged, right, talking about being a traitor. Traitor in what way? A traitor of the covenant. How are we a traitor of the covenant? Because we didn't guard our bris. Didn't guard our eyes, didn't guard our bris. You see that the sin of the spies, what happened? They went out there and they sinned with their eyes, first and foremost. They saw the negativity and what was good, and things that they weren't supposed to see, they went and they saw. You say, what do you mean? They're spies. Yeah, but they should have seen the good in it. Right? As we mentioned, they saw the negative in the big fruit and said, look, there's giants that are going to eat us. They saw the people dying and said, look, the land devours its people. Instead of saying, Hashem is opening up the door for us, nobody even noticed that we were there. They could have came and said, look at the food that we're going to have when we get in there. And they could have said, the Hashem opened the door. Nobody even noticed that we were there. And we are triple successful. Right? So they sin with their eyes. And this is the first thing when we sin with our bris, is because we sin with our eyes first. Right? And when a person as well, when they do idolatry, they look at someone else and say, look at how they got it. I should go do what they're doing. We should do what the nation's doing. And then we wonder why the nations are mad at us, why there's anti-Semitism. When we're not doing Hashem's will, Hashem is trying to wake us up, slap us around a little bit. So these are mamish, all these things that are coming in after the decree of the spies are coming to tell us how to protect ourselves. And we talked about the other ones previously in terms of taking care of those who need help, giving, watching after the ger, not feeling like we're bigger than the converts and the strangers that we're any better. Being humble, getting back to the basics, yearning to control, to come back to Hashem. But Hashem is saying here, Wear tzitzis. Keep Shabbos. Take challah. Right? Be far away from idolatry. Realize that Hashem is the one doing everything. Whatever Hashem wants to happen is going to happen. Unfortunately, we went through a horrible, horrible, horrible event, October 7th. And everybody should be well. And people who need healing should get the healing physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And they have to find the hostages should be returned speedily, alive and well. You know, the good news. But unfortunately, we can be mad at all of the politicians and all the armies and all the people. But nobody can harm anybody, and nobody can harm a hair on Hashem's head, Chas v'shalom, unless Hashem decrees it. And I have to accept, right, Tisha B'Av, when we see that Shelach Lecha represents the destruction of the temple, Tisha B'Av, that we shouldn't say, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, it was destroyed by the Romans. It's me that destroys it. I destroy it. That every single generation the temple's not rebuilt, it's as if I destroyed it. It's as if we destroyed it. How did I destroy it? Because I don't love Jews enough. I judge Jews negatively. I take the power of Hashem's hands. And in this way, we're seeing all the negative things that happened. But just as Rabbi Akiva, when the temple was destroyed and all the rabbis were crying and Rabbi Akiva was laughing, and they said, Akiva, how can you laugh at a time like this? Said the temple said that the I'm sorry, the prophet said that the temple would be destroyed and that the temple would be rebuilt. So now that I see the temple's been destroyed, I know it's going to be rebuilt. So if we're seeing all these negative things happen, we know that for sure the salvation's around the corner. It's right here with us. It's just for us to usher in with the paradigm shift, with a new way of thinking. Just as it was radical for Avraham Avinu to usher in monotheism, it's also radical for us to practice Ahavat Chinam, baseless love, crazy love, to love a fellow Jew, to love everybody in your community, and to love everybody. When you love somebody close to you, it'll help us to love the next one. We start with the concentric circles. It's not that we don't love everybody. It's that we start around us first and we keep moving our way out. And in this way, we're going to see a world with tzitzis, with techilas. Techilas, why is techilas that sky blue, right? That we look up, we see Hashem, that Hashem is with us at all times. We know that Hashem is with us at all times. And we're able to experience the goodness. And techilas, right? The chut shel chesed, you see, you're watching Rav Shalom Arush here behind me, this yeshiva chut shel chesed, which means that string of kindness that Hashem, no matter what's going on, is dropping in that string of kindness and pulling us up. And it said about Rabbi Nachman said, I will pull you out of Gehinnom by your payas. And they say, why by my payas? And the Breslovers, they say, so that your arms are free and your legs are free, so you can grab people, people can grab onto you, and we can all get pulled up together because we're all one chain. So Hashem should bless us to surrender to Hashem's will, to be connected to Hashem's will, to do what Hashem is asking us to do, and that's just to not have idols, to not be haughty, to not hate each other. And in this way, we're going to see really, speedily, true salvation come Moshiach Yidkenu, third base on Mikdash, speedily. Thank you so much for joining me. Shabbat Shalom. Talk to you next week.